Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Former Georgia Bulldogs and Atlanta Falcons quarterback and now sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta, DJ Shockley. Shock, thanks for spending some time with us. Clearly, you're a busy guy. I got to ask you right off the top, though, who needs to win more this weekend, Raheem and the Falcons or Kirby in Georgia?
Allie, what up? Appreciate you guys having me. Bo, my boy Mike, what's up?
Hey, yeah,
that's a good question because obviously I think both sides need it for different reasons. You look at Alabama, obviously already having a loss on the season, and you want aspirations to play in the college football playoff, you got to win games like this. And for Georgia, is this the old adage of, can we get Bama off our back? Can we finally get him? We, you know, did everything we wanted to. We finally get to play him at home. They tagged you on the ropes last year. I mean, they kind of embarrassed you early in this ball game. I think it has to be Georgia. I think just because of all the implications that you have around playing Alabama, you've played everybody else. You've really destroyed everybody else. You played really well. But it's just something about this game that Kirby and the staff just cannot get over. And now there are no excuses. You got them at home. You got them at night. It's a prime time game. You're coming off one of the biggest games of your season already, showing who you are. And it would be a definitely big downer to have them come to your place and not play where you're supposed to and not get out with the W.
Shock, what's your whole take on everything that's going on with this Falcons offense? The whole pistol controversy, play action, you know, wide receivers in wrong places. What's your takeaway from what you saw last week and where this offense is currently?
Bo, that's a big load of question, man, because there's a lot going on for sure.
That's why I asked you.
there's a lot going on for sure. I think there's a lot of different ways you can go and you just named it. You named three or four different, you know, scenarios. I was actually on the phone with my boy Dan Olasky yesterday, and we were going back and forth about this particular topic. He was not a big fan of the pistol. He's not a big fan of, you know, how they're using some of the guys. For me, I think it just comes down to making things easier for your quarterback. You got to find ways to simplify it, whether you think he's the elite processor that you know he is. But there's still things that happen in ball games where you have to slow it down for him. Even if, you know, you feel he's at a position where he can handle everything with his offense, but when things aren't going your way, I think you have to simplify it. I think there's pros and cons to using the pistol. I think there's good times where you can use it and it gives you an advantage. Then there's other times, like on 4th-and-1, when you shouldn't be in the pistol and trying to run downhill. So I think there's a lot of different ways to look at this offense, but ultimately I think it comes down to making your quarterback comfortable. And if your receivers aren't in the right spot, if, you know, they're not getting lined up, the play's not getting in, if you're not running the ball well on first down, if, you know, you're allowing different coverages to kind of affect you, then all that affects the quarterback. So I think ultimately it comes down to what does he do really well, put him in positions to do that, and also simplify the ball game. It's not a hard game. We've been playing this game for years, and you don't have to overcomplex this thing to beat a defense. And I think you give him those chances and give him those opportunities to show who he really is without overcomplicating everything.
Quick, Shock, I want to ask you about that. You say simplify. It feels like it's pretty vanilla in some ways with some of the motions that we aren't seeing as much. We didn't see a lot of them last week. When you say simplify, can you kind of talk a little bit about that to the audience and some of us? So we want to know exactly what that means, because I think people hear simplify and they go, wait a minute, it's already predictable. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I think when I hear simplify and I say simplify, I think it has a lot to do with the things that happen before you snap the football. Some of the, pre-snap things, some of the things that you see before you even snap the ball. Maybe it's the play call. Sometimes as a quarterback, you get a play call. Even like we've seen in the last few weeks, if a play call comes in late or you don't hear it. And within his offense, it's a worrying one. I remember playing for Greg Knapp, and he was a West Coast guy, and it would go 12 to 15 plays in your play call. And imagine getting that in late and then having to spew that in the huddle and then say it in a confident way. And then come to the line of scrimmage and say, oh, yeah, something else is happening. We got to change this play. And I think for me, simplifying what happens before you even get to the line of scrimmage is a big deal. And, there are some things that happen post-snap, but I think it all comes down to getting him comfortable before he even gets to the line of scrimmage, where there's not overthinking as you begin a particular play, and then that allows you to play a little bit faster.
Yeah, I think that's interesting to look at. I think I agree with you that it's a tale of two comments. It's like, I want more diversity in the run game, and I want more diversity in, like, I'd like to add a screen or a trap or some of the other things. But when it comes to the passing game, like, I don't think you need to go any more in depth. It sounds like his plate is kind of full. It's like, kind of pull the reins back in terms of the passing concepts. But in terms of the way we're getting there, I would like that to be a little more in depth. And, Shock, I'm just going to follow that up by asking you this, because Lord knows I have no business talking on this topic. Shotgun versus under center versus pistol. Talk about the pros and cons from a quarterback, from the eyes, from reading defenses, in terms of having to turn away and do play action passes, or just doing that with your eyes continuing to stay downfield in the shotgun.
Yeah, when you're under center, sometimes it does work well for you, because, like I said, there's a pros and cons to it, like you mentioned. Obviously, the pros is a good play action will pull linebackers up. A good play action will fall to the steps of those guys who are in coverage, and it gives you the opportunity to probably get some behind them. But then the cons is, like you mentioned, turning your back to the defense and not seeing what happens post-snap, as opposed to, okay, when I walked up to the line of scrimmage, they was in a two high. I turn around and give the play action. All of a sudden, they're in one high. Here comes a robber. Here comes maybe a guy off the edge. And you have to process that a lot quicker than it was if, say, I'm in the shotgun and everything's in front of me. As opposed to the pistol as well, when obviously you turn your back as well. There's also the other part of, say, you're in the pistol and you turn your back, and then obviously you turn it around. And I think the timing of it sometimes is misconstrued. When you're under center, you got to get 7 to 8 yards of depth off the play action. When you're in the shotgun or in the pistol, you're already 5-6 yards deep, and then you go into the play action, and then you hitch up and you're ready to go, but your receivers may not be in the spot to go. So that throws off the timing with your footwork. It throws off the timing sometimes of the routes, and you got to wait a little bit longer as opposed to, okay, I'm under center and I go. Now, people have been in the shotgun and pistol for years, but I think sometimes they have to do a better job of just marrying the routes, the timing, all that together. And like I said, it's just six games. I think they're still learning, because sometimes some guys are really quick in the shotgun with their drop. Sometimes guys are really slow and methodical with their drop, and the timing kind of is misconstrued sometimes with your receiver. So that's all the stuff that you have to kind of work on during camp and the offseason to kind of fine-tune those things. But there's definitely pros and cons to everything.
Finishing up here with our buddy, former Georgia Bulldog, Mr. Georgia Bulldog, I should say, DJ Shockley. Hey, man, before we let you go, I want you to talk about Gunnar Stockton. I remember talking to you last year, sometime in December, after Gunnar Stockton made his debut there in the second half of that SEC title game. You were one of the first ones we talked to when it was like the eyes of the people around that program, in that locker room, the belief they have in Gunnar Stockton. I think that showed through with the victory a couple of weeks ago up in Tennessee. Talk to us about kind of where he's come as from last year, from the playoffs, and where he led them to victory over there in Tennessee coming into this weekend.
Yeah, I just think a comfort level that he has within itself. I think he already knew that he expected that he could play at this level. And I think he needed everybody around him to feel the same way. And I think when he came out last year and played in that ball game, a lot of guys had confidence in him. But as you know, you got to go do it. It's a difference than talking about it or seeing it in practice. You got to see it in those biggest moments when the lights are brightest. And you saw it last year. You saw it in Tennessee. And I was talking to Zachariah Branch this week, and he was just talking about how just poised he was, how he, when he came on his visit from USC to just watch practice, he saw it from day one, just how cool and collected and how this guy can make every throw. And that was one of the biggest reasons why he came to Georgia, because he saw Gunnar Stockton first. So the idea of watching him grow up in the last few weeks, especially on the road in Tennessee, when your back's against the wall, and I think that was the biggest question mark that people had probably about Georgia's offense, is if you get down by a couple touchdowns, can Gunnar throw you back in the ballgame? And I thought he did a great job of doing that. And Gunnar's one of those kind of dudes that when, you know, things aren't going the right way, this guy's still even keel, but at the same time, he's going to elevate the play of everybody around him just because of his confidence and why he goes out and play hard. So they have the ultimate respect for Gunnar. And as we all know, when your teammates have that, they go a little above and beyond. And they play a little bit harder for their guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Shock, are you going to get any sleep this weekend? It seems like a pretty big weekend for a sports director.
Allie, no chance. I mean, it's starting today. I mean, Friday, forget about it. My daughter's got a game in Milton. I'll be there all night. And obviously, game Saturday, Falcons Sunday, wake back up and do it again. So it's no chance for that, but I appreciate you, Allie.
Yeah. Hey, he's living the dream, baby.
Living the dream living for real. Dream. No, we appreciate you for squeezing us into your schedule this week. Thanks, Shock.
No doubt. I appreciate it. And you guys keeping Bo on the wraps? I mean, have they moved on to basketball season with the Gators or what?
Oh, man, low blow.
Yeah, you can't ask him about Florida right now.
My bad, Bo.
That is UJ Shockley, former Georgia Bulldogs and Atlanta Falcons quarterback, and now sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.